I'm Rex Latchford in Denver, Colorado, with another Day Page, this time for February 19th, 2014. A lot of news in today's headlines. Clashes between police and anti-government protesters are continuing in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, in the deadliest episode since protests began 3 months ago. At least 25 people have died, including at least 9 police officers, and more than 200 have been injured since Tuesday when protesters clashed with police near Parliament, perhaps a harbinger of things to come. Deadly clashes erupted in Thailand Tuesday as police there attempted to clear protest sites. 5 people were killed and at least 65 wounded. Protesters in Bangkok have been calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, accusing her of being controlled by her brother, a former prime minister convicted of corruption, now living in self-imposed exile. A court in Britain has ruled police acted legally when they detained the partner of journalist Glenn Greenwald at Heathrow Airport under an anti-terrorism law. How very, very convenient. Another great moment in the annals of justice. In Venezuela, a right-wing opposition leader, Leopoldo Lopez, has turned himself in to the National Guard after authorities issued a warrant for his arrest last week, accusing him of inciting deadly clashes. Violent protests by opponents of President Nicolas Maduro left at least 3 people dead last week. Maduro's supporters and opponents held rival rallies at Tuesday in the capital, Caracas. Maduro has accused the United States of backing the unrest and expelled 3 U.S. diplomats. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney denied the claims.
We've seen many times that the Venezuelan government tries to distract from its own actions by blaming the U.S. or other members of the international community for events inside Venezuela. And these efforts reflect a lack of seriousness on the part of the Venezuelan government to deal with the grave situation it faces. The allegations against our diplomats by the Venezuelan government are baseless and false.
Moving right along, a U.S. Border Patrol agent shot and killed a man near San Diego, California, Tuesday, after the agent was hit in the face with a rock. Officials said the agent was pursuing a group of people suspected of crossing the border from Mexico. When a man threw a rock at him, the agent opened fire and killed him. The agent suffered minor injuries and declined hospital care. A September report released by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General showed U.S. border agents have been involved in 20 fatalities since 2010, 8 of which, that's nearly half, involved rock throwing. An uncensored copy of the report obtained by the Center for Investigative Reporting showed it featured a recommendation from a think tank that agents use restraint, imagine that, when dealing with rock throwers. But in the copy that was publicly released, that recommendation was blacked out. No doubt a threat to national security. A former U.S. soldier, convicted of raping and murdering a 14-year-old girl in Iraq after killing her parents and younger sister, has been found dead in his prison cell in Arizona. The implication is that it was suicide. Federal wildlife officials are warning coal ash from a spill by Duke Energy has blanketed the bottom of North Carolina's Dan River. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it had discovered a mound of toxic sludge in the river that stretched out about 75 feet long and up to 5 feet deep. Coal ash was found up to 70 miles away from the spill site. The report came a day after state environmental regulators and a Duke Energy executive told North Carolina state lawmakers that the spill does not pose an immediate threat to public health. President Obama has announced a new round of steps to develop tighter fuel efficiency standards for trucks. And President Obama is in Mexico today for the so-called Tres Amigos Summit with Canada and Mexico. Pussy Riot, my favorite band, detained 3 times in 3 days. Yes, members of the Russian protest group Pussy Riot have been released following their detention in Sochi, Russia, where the Winter Olympics are underway. And a whistleblower who spoke out about safety concerns at a nuclear weapons site in Washington state has been fired from her job. That's just about enough for this day. You can find all the other Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time, will you, for another Day Page.